There we go. Turn that back on. It's good to be back with you again here. As we celebrate 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the gospel always determines the liturgy of the word, and the first reading is chosen corresponding to that, and we did hear a connection between the two. So let's start with that first reading. It tells us that the prophet Elisha goes to a town, and there a woman of means welcomes him to her home, and later shares with her husband the desire to build a room for him, an extension of hospitality to him. Hospitality very important in the ancient times, especially because travelers were certainly vulnerable to many dangers, and so hospitality was oftentimes a matter of life and death. One of the things we look at in this story, there's that miracle story where she receives a son, and how important that is. It says that her husband is elderly. She either could be or not, but in any case, in those times, with no safety net around, she certainly was in need of a son, someone to help and protect her and her husband in their old age, and that was the gift then given to her from the prophet. This story is not like a lot of the other miracle birth stories that we find in the scriptures. Most of them, in fact, all of the rest of them, have to do with someone who is born for a purpose, the child, such as Isaac, to continue the line of Abraham, or Samuel, who comes as a prophet, or someone to continue the line of King David up until the time of Christ, or someone, you know, like Samson or Joshua, who are called to be leaders of Israel. But this story is different from those because we never hear about this woman or this son again. And so obviously that's not, besides which, they are not named. And any time we have someone who appears in a story like this and we don't know their name, that means we should look upon them as kind of a representative of a class or a group of people. And who would that be? In this case, you know, she was rewarded for the son because she extended hospitality to the prophet. And that was, you know, that was her gift. And so the theme, if you will, of that whole story is the importance of extending hospitality to a stranger. Hospitality, again, life and death in those times, and God certainly knew her need and responded. This same theme we see in Matthew's gospel, we see it in our gospel today. We'll see it even more so a few chapters from now. Matthew 25 should be, you should have it memorized, okay? Matthew 25, it's that important. It is the heart of the scriptures. Here's what it says. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. It's hospitality, right? Reaching out to others in their need. Paul says, baptism is dying to self, rising to selflessness. In other words, dying to old ways of just looking out for me and living for others, living for God through love and care for others. Hospitality is to die to self, to make the other person welcome or at home, to care for their needs, to pay attention to them. How many times are we with somebody and we're not really paying attention to them, right? We're not really listening. We're not really in touch with who they are, their needs. We're not acknowledging their worth as a child of God. And that is true of each and every person we meet, right? We need to extend hospitality to them. Paul and our church teach we are baptized into Christ, our first loyalty. And that means, you know, we change our loyalty, if you will, through baptism to Christ. It's just like, you know, if you are married, when you get married, you change your loyalty to your husband or wife instead of your family of birth. So our loyalty is to Christ. It doesn't diminish our loyalty and our love, of course, for our family. In fact, it allows it to be even stronger. And so in being baptized into Christ, we follow Christ, who first died to himself. And if you look at his interaction with people, anybody he interacted with that person. He was listening to them. He saw their worth, every single person. And he eventually, of course, died to self in terms of giving himself on the cross. And we are called to do no less, to give and to pay attention and to be hospitable requires sacrifice, sacrificial love. So we're not just called to do random acts of kindness, to help once in a while, but beyond that, we're called actually to enter into relationship with the other as brother and sister, as family. Our first